Dear friends, today I want to talk about values and vision. I have always been somebody who struggled to identify my values because the way that I used to see values was like it would be a list that I could pick and choose from. I mean, I kid you not, that's how I used to see values. So I remember reading books about, you know, knowing your values and how to kind of bring those into your business. And it would ask, you know, what are your values? Get in touch with your values. And I'd be like, well, I guess like the usual, like the ones that everyone has. Because I almost saw values as like a chosen set of principles. And I also saw them closely and intricately interwoven with morality. So like, I just thought, well, in that case, like everyone knows what the right thing to do is in any given situation. And surely that's the value, is like do the right thing and be the right kind of human being. But beyond that, I found it really hard to articulate or to kind of distinguish into values. And I remember then, you know, I developed a little bit in that area and I realized that part of your values is also knowing, you know, what you want in life and how you want to live your life. So creative freedom, I was like, oh, I definitely, creative freedom is definitely one of my values. Like I could never not have a life where I was able to express myself creatively in business, for example. I've had jobs in the past. I've even had a company set up in the past where I was very creatively strangled. And so I was like, ah, okay, so that's definitely a value for me. But generally speaking, I found it hard to identify values because I was kind of so flooded with everybody else's values and flooded with all of these kind of external, like we talked about in the last episode, external kind of frameworks and constructs that it was like a menu that I could like pick and choose from. So I had no kind of somatic, visceral or true connection to my core values. And energy alchemy, funnily enough, one of the most beautiful, surprising, and powerful consequences of getting to know myself on a soul level through, you know, exploring my inner landscapes and through clearing away that which is not mine through energy alchemy, and then making more space for who I really am and like being like inhabiting my own body fully, more fully with my soul. So like in the last episode, when you truly get to know yourself from the inside out, and as you stand in the center of your soul and you stand amidst that like living field that is your core essence, you start to see and understand yourself in a completely new way that initially is beyond words. So it could be colors or it could be textures or just physical sensations. And I remember when I first started to do this, I could like feel these like waves of like miraculous kind of pleasurable sacredness. Like I could touch the kind of multidimensionality of my soul. I could inherently sense its capacities, but no more than that. But I just trusted because I now know that it takes practice and it takes time to develop the skills necessary to really like receive and translate granular information from your soul. But the more that I hung out in the realm of soul, like the more that I invited my soul into my body, the more I got to know myself on a soul level, the more that I could feel the qualities of my soul. I could feel what those qualities were, and I could start to understand which particular soul qualities were destined to play a big part in my life. Because obviously, each one of us is here for a reason, and on a soul level, your soul is here to express, experience, and embody soul qualities, qualities of soul. And the way that it does that is going to be different for every single one of us. But ultimately, you can attune to the soul qualities that are kind of most prevalent in your life, like in the map of your life? Because of course your soul and my soul contains, you know, we're fractals of the universe. And so we have all the soul qualities, the full spectrum of soul qualities, but you can start to sense which ones are most alive for you. And so I could sense there was like a particular soul quality that over the last 2 years has played a major role in who I am becoming. And that is the quality of sovereignty. Sovereignty is a quality of soul. Sovereignty to me means many different things. And on any given day, the way that sovereignty shows up in my life is going to look different. But right now in this conversation, to me, sovereignty is being able to be in right relationship with everything in life, with everything around me, with the people, with the places, with the constructs and systems and structures of life. How can I fully inhabit my place within the wider ecology of my life, and how can I be in right relationship to that? How can I see things for how they really are, and how can I engage with that? And so that takes so many different forms, right? But, you know, sovereignty can express itself in having healthy boundaries. It can express itself in you being able to see somebody's gifts, even when they can't. It can express itself in you standing in your power in a difficult situation. It can express yourself. It can express itself in your family dynamic, in your business dynamics. I mean, there's literally endless ways that sovereignty can show up. For me personally, it's been like a really big lesson over the last few years. And so I've developed like a very intimate relationship with the quality of sovereignty. And I have devoted myself to being in relationship with the soul of sovereignty. And just like we talked about in a previous episode, consciously and devotedly attuning myself to the pattern or the blueprint or the seed of potential within the quality of sovereignty, knowing that it's not just like a sort of inert concept that I can read about or describe. Sovereignty is a living quality. It's alive and it has like a field of activity. And the way it shows up in your life and the way it shows up in my life and the way it's brought us together in this episode means that sovereignty plays a role in how things engage with each other, how people engage with one another. And so it plays a very active role in your life too. And so there are other soul qualities also that I've like identified as being really like major players in my life. But we're just going to talk about sovereignty for today. And so once I recognized that this is a quality of my soul that is going to be an enormous teacher for me and is going to play a really big role in my life, I realized the missing piece of the puzzle for me with values was, oh, I now understand that the more that I understand sovereignty and the more that I embody its quality in my body, in my soul, in my life, the more that I see what is not sovereign in my life, and the less willing I am to participate in relationships, in structures or systems, in spaces and places that are not sovereign. And there, hey presto, was my first realization of what a value was for me. I realized that your values are simply translations of your soul qualities. So who you really are, who your core essence really is, translated into how you move around the world, honoring your soul qualities. And so then, now that I'd identified sovereignty as being a key core value for me, I could look around my life and all the places where I was not sovereign, and I could make changes. And I've already illustrated one of those changes was, like, to me, one way sovereignty shows up is where you see people for who they really are in present time. So you kind of commit to washing away, moving away, wiping away the cloudiness of the filter of like all of your pictures, beliefs, assumptions, et cetera, that you have about somebody, and you look at them, you look at their soul, you see their soul. And that means that you see the entirety of them, you see them for who they really are. And immediately it puts you in right relationship with that person. And it means that you can consciously decide to serve whatever it is that's emerging between you and that person, because you're literally like choosing to go right into the heart of potential between the two of you and to serve that. And it doesn't mean that it's always going to be like, oh, a perfect relationship from that moment onwards. Not at all. It means that you have a point through which you can navigate through messiness or chaos, because you can recognize the boundary between you. You can recognize where you end and where that person begins. And you can see them for who they really are. You're in right relationship with that person. And the same applies to, for example, when I spoke in a previous little episode about how I can consciously step out of being in the field of collective fear. So back in the day during the pandemic, where I was really unable to kind of prevent my body being like colonized by collective fear patterns, and where I would like wake up gasping with panic and I'd be crying and I didn't understand like, why am I so scared? And then I would realize like, what I'm feeling is not mine. And so just knowing how to deal with that, how to clean that out, how to dissolve and transmute, and how to take responsibility for what is mine, those are all functions of sovereignty. And I am now committed to the path of sovereignty. I have an intimate relationship with it as a quality. And so basically everything that I've talked about in these episodes is an expression of sovereignty. Choosing to live a life where I am in right relationship with everything around me, where I know what is mine, I know what is yours, I know what I need to take responsibility for, I know what I definitely do not need to take responsibility for, and seeing things as they really are. And how that translates into a life lived with vision is that because I am living constantly attuned to my own soul, I'm able to sense into what is naturally waiting to emerge. So in exactly the same way that I began to notice that sovereignty was a soul quality that was emerging as being like a major player in my life. And so I said yes to it. I said yes to it and I cleared space for it and I allowed it to be a guiding principle, like a North Star for me, and my life shaped itself around it. So that's exactly what I'm talking about. You're looking at what's emerging and you are allowing your life to shape itself around it. And so naturally, when you live like that, you have a clear vision of where your soul is guiding you, of where you're going. A path unfolds, a path appears. And even though you might not see exactly where the path is going, you certainly don't see, you know, what's around the corner necessarily. But what you are super clear about is like what that path is made up of, how you feel on that path, and that you are absolutely following and honoring your values, i.e. your soul qualities, and you are honoring the emergence of who you are becoming.